Eventually, out of all this emerged what is called the Standard Model, which is essentially a sort of parts kit for the subatomic world. The Standard Model consists of 6 quarks, 6 leptons, 5 known bosons, and a postulated 6th, the Higgs boson, named for a Scottish scientist, Peter Higgs, plus 3 of the 4 physical forces, the strong and weak nuclear forces and electromagnetism. The arrangement essentially is that among the basic building blocks of matter are quarks. These are held together by particles called gluons, and together quarks and gluons form protons and neutrons, the stuff of the atom's nucleus. Leptons are the source of electrons and neutrinos. Quarks and leptons together are called fermions. Bosons, named for the Indian physicist S. N. Bose, are particles that produce and carry forces, and include photons and gluons. The Higgs boson may or may not actually exist. It was invented simply as a way of endowing particles with mass. It is all, as you can see, just a little unwieldy, but it is the simplest model that can explain all that happens in the world of particles. Most particle physicists feel, as Leon Lederman remarked in the 1985 PBS documentary, that the Standard Model lacks elegance and simplicity. "It is too complicated. It has too many arbitrary parameters," Lederman said. "We don't really see the Creator twiddling 20 knobs to set 20 parameters to create the universe as we know it." Physics is really nothing more than a search for ultimate simplicity. But so far all we have is a kind of elegant messiness, or as Lederman put it, there is a deep feeling that the picture is not beautiful. The Standard Model is not only ungainly, but incomplete. For one thing, it has nothing at all to say about gravity. Search through the Standard Model as you will, and you won't find anything to explain why, when you place a hat on a table, it doesn't float up to the ceiling. Nor, as we've just noted, can it explain mass. In order to give particles any mass at all, we have to introduce the notional Higgs boson. Whether it actually exists is a matter for 21st century physics. As Feynman cheerfully observed, "So we are stuck with a theory, and we do not know whether it is right or wrong, but we do know that it is a little wrong, or at least incomplete." In an attempt to draw everything together, physicists have come up with something called superstring theory. This postulates that all those little things like quarks and leptons that we had previously thought of as particles are actually strings, vibrating strands of energy that oscillate in 11 dimensions, consisting of the 3 we know already, plus time, and 7 other dimensions that are, well, unknowable to us. The strings are very tiny enough to pass for point particles.